We're holding a Siman Tav Samach Zayin. We're holding a Sif Ches. We're holding a Shabrus of Katan Chav Gimel. So the issue was over here that the minhag was not to use the spice called saffron, karkum, on Pesach. We're also not to use negalach.
Negalach is besamim.
Right, it's a type of
it's this type. It's the one that a lot of people use for besamim on Matzah Shabbos.
Some people use a cloves. Cloves, right?
Cloves is negalach.
Yeah. So now, Zatim Mishabura Lama Gimel. Okay, so what was the issue? So each one really had its own independent issue. The issues were not the same. Karko, Shemazayfin or so, Basarlis, they used to, because it was so expensive, they would mix in some flour, fine flour. It looked fairly similar, a yellowish color to it, etc. Lahamid Mariso, to extend the color to that also. M'chein Manichan Olov, or Lachso the Mariso. Sometimes if it discolors, I'm not sure why it would discolor, but when it discolor, the way they would get it back to the original color, they would put Seor, and it must have been, I don't know how the process worked. I believe the process worked. Okay. Because of Rehim, the Af Karkam Hagodol Beginas Beisoy, even if you grew your own Karkam in your own garden, and you were careful not to mix any chametz with it, so you know it's good. So the car over there, this issue should not apply. No, even by Yisr, still the minhag was not to use it. If they maris ha'ayin, because people would know the difference. Why is it maris ha'ayin? Maybe people will think you grew your own. Because sharkarkom eino motzi b'medinas elu. It was not a very common thing to grow in the northern Europe. V'yisperos, the people will think shukarkim abom merichakim that he didn't grow his own. You know, he made a hothouse and grew his own. They'll think that he bought it. Well, that's already goes into the minute, which is us. Mashen shark called peiros tishyabshu ayidei Yisrael, but other peiros which. We said the minhag was not to use dried fruits. But let's say I made my own dried fruits. So then already I know I did it. But there's no problem with marasayin. It's very common. But call yodin, shall come in miyabshin or sanayi de Yisrael. It wasn't uncommon that a Jew should be the one to do it. Whereas the karkum was always usually coming from this other country, you know, it's coming from Spain. Where how many Jews are in Spain, which are bent makban and chametz? Okay, so that's why the minhag by the dry fruit, which now is dry fruit, we have a hechsher on it. We have somebody who's watching it, so we're not makban and dry fruit. Oy kosu ki atabak derech lishroisa b'sheker the tobacco. It was. The common way was they would soak it in beer, in some places. So that's it. If that's what you have, if you have tobacco, you have to put it away.
Is that what
you do? Same thing with karkum. When you place it with the noig iser, you have to put it away. You can't have it out. Shechaker eitzel ha'omnim sh'oisin shnuf tabak, should be snuff tabak probably. The haino sh'shoifim machaitim. He spoke to them. Emalachlachim ha'pekel tabak b'yayin nesach. Yidu sh'yayin nesach osir b'hano amidino. Okay, so now the problem over here isn't chometz anymore. The problem over here they didn't use beer, they used yayin nesach, which is osir b'hano amidino. You shouldn't be using it the whole year. Said the Mishnah Berurah. That was what was true in the time of the Chayyadim. We have to speak to the people which process it and find out what they do. If they don't do that anymore, so then it's butter. Okay.
So I saw only these posters, Meir Sharem.
Yeah.
And here also about the Philip Morris cigarettes, Ron Kosher Pesach.
Yes,
and Yerushalayim also, I saw some things.
Right, there's an issue. I just saw it recently. The issue with some of the cigarettes. There's just mixed things in.
Yeah, I thought maybe there's some flour, not soak it in beer, man.
Now, Bashar Tzion points out just in the Zion. It says Yain Nesach is also behandlot. Now, but they're not taking bona fide Yain Nesach. Bona fide Yain Nesach is deraisa, is wine which was used for avodah zarah. They're not using that. What they mean is they stam yeinu.
Stam yeinu, yeah.
Stam yeinu. Now stam yeinu, we pass on as mutzah behandlot.
So we do.
So he says mashal egim lahokel b'stam yeinu. That which we're going to be makel by stam yeinu, to be makel. That's mutzah behandlot. And all of them have some meruba. In this situation, have some meruba. We're stuck on the opinion that says that it's mutter, but mikra then it's also. Therefore, I cannot tell you there's a have some meruba involved in not having your snuff taba. So it comes up like this: stam yeinu is also b'hanma. So therefore, the snuff topic is a problem.
I never heard of the hetta of have some meruba on stam yeinu.
It's stam yeinu in the case of there's people which are knowing a hetta of hanma from stam yeinu. Which means if they'd have something in them, they could give it away, they could sell it, they could do something with it. That's the case of have some, only in the case of have some merubah.
So how do we determine if it's have some merubah now?
There's a Piskei Tshuva. Piskei Tshuva says that, interesting enough, he says that have some merubah is not objective, it's subjective. In the sense of it depends on the, not I decided, but the point is it depends on the person. So, for example, Moshe Hilva Shabbos, we hold Amir la'akum, shus to shus is mutter, b'makom hefsim merubah. So what's called hefsim merubah? So the person say, you know, depends what you're talking about. So I had a mice, a guy came to me. He left the lights on in his car. His battery is pretty old. The lights on, it's going to kill the battery. By the time shop is over, done with it. Have to buy a new battery. The guy was a curlo guy. He has no money. So for him, buying a new battery, somebody else, yeah, this is hefsim merubah. Somebody else, it's not a hefsim merubah. You know, it's not 5 cents, but it's, you can't call it have some merubah. So for him, I said, so tell a goy to turn it off. It's a mochad and sechel gufa because all this is a filament.
Mm-hmm.
Filament doesn't make a pechel when you turn it off. Mm-hmm. So turning out a light is the rice. So turning off a light is the rabbon. Because mochad and sechel gufa.
Right.
So it's a mochad and sechel gufa. So to me, I'll come on that. I had some merubah, it was mochad. Mm-hmm. So it was mochad. So you know, you have a situation, let's say the guy had a barrel full of wine, the guy came in and touched the barrel, you know, so now you have a stam yeinu problem, you don't...
Right.
So, you say, look, if you have to take these, just pour those two out, it's going to have some merubah.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, he could sell it. Depends on who it is, you know. Okay. So what do we have? So then he says, the problem with the karkum was that they would mix in soilus in order to extend it, make it more, there'd be mezayifet. Negalach, the problem is something else. Lamadalot or Negalach. Menesha Sharon or Son, Bimesa or Rim, Kadam Shem Yavshan Son. They used to soak Negalach before they dried it, they would soak it in barley water. They would take barley, soak it in water, and they would take that water and use that water to soak the Negalach. And I'm not sure what the reason why they did that was. And then they would dry the Negalach. So there's mamas potential, I mean, that at least was common enough, that we're knowing not to use it on Pesach. And he says, however, they both of the things do not aser in the case of if they get mixed into terubas, they don't make the terubas aser. So the Mishnah Berurah. Lamed hay miyo enon isin terubas. Now, if he would have said, in the case of the resamach, so we understand. So listen, resamach there is, so that any issue of time is gone. So there's no derisa involved over here. Mashu is only the rabbanu. So the rabbanu, we said, listen, it's only the rabbanu. We don't know vade they did it. So what we make? So that's in a case where it was their son. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention over here, as a Muslim, the Ramah doesn't mention over here a requirement of son. I mean, a saw son, the fact that he left this without any limitation, any qualifications, Mashra Filipachos, the Samach, even if it does not Samach, it's still going to be Mutter. But Koyal Kolan Nal Behagos, it's going to everything which is mentioned before in the Hagod. Now we're not. It's mutter even without samach. The case of the so you have the saffron and you have the negalach, and you have the case of the sugar, the tzukr kandel, in the case of the perishivation, all these things. He says we're going to be makel even if we don't have samach. Now why is that? Vatam. These all. Then even though these things were done, they weren't done It wasn't a rave. It was a thing which was done. Therefore, every time, situation we have, it's a chashash. So because of a chashash, we're not going to, we don't know, there's a chazakah, we don't know for sure there's any problem. We're not going to go and make the taruvah sas. Okay. Going back to the case of the devasha, they used to mix flour into the honey. So therefore, he said, in the case where you have samach, you can be make. And with lila sukkar, the case where they used to mix into the sugar, that was much more common. There, some people do require shishim. Even there, it's only chashash. So, if a case would be a strong need, we have some maruba, or it would detract from simchas yomtiv. So, once it's mixed in already, you can make them. Okay. Right. So the Sharasim points it out in Samach. He says, even though this din of the Ramah is going back on everything, the Safran and the Negalach, etc., it's also going back on the Devash, but he says, I'm going to rub Shemafak Fekling in Devash, Shalola Hatter Bepochus Misam. But by the case of the Devash, the Magen Rabbah wants to be more Machmer. He asked a question and etc. But that's the same. There's some people which are more machmer by the case of the Vash. There's some people which are more machmer. But even there, perhaps some rubits more. Okay, tests. Tam shul shin is bashul. But he's supposed to order machita. They cook the dish. And they look inside and they find some kernels which are in there of either sa'arim or chit, barley or wheat. In the Ispaku Mamish, they've expanded open. Mm-hmm. So it's Marei Chometz. So then you have Chometz in your Tavshel, for Mashu. Rekol Tavshel Osu. So the whole Tavshel is Osu. Okay. Before Pesach, you built up a Samach. Okay.
Before Pesach, we're talking about.
No, it's only talking about Pesach. Well, he really should differentiate in that. Okay. Before Pesach, Mamish, a Tavshul is mutter. But however, it wasn't Pesach. It wasn't Nisbaku. So then we Machaber says that it's mutter. Mi Ovena Migav Minikay. The Ramah says is no, we're always going to ask it. So if you look down and you find a kernel of wheat in there, whether it's Bekeah or not, doesn't make a difference. It's an Asim Ramashu. But the Chitim and the actual kernels you take out and you burn them. We don't keep them around. Okay. Lam and Vav. So cut lam and vav. In this baku mamish, he never gemara ika plug the linya the sisus sa'arim b'mayim. Gemara has an argument when they would the process of the sisa, which was the idea of washing it before they would do the grind it, so that the husk would come up, or cut, the husk would come off more easily, etc. So that was the sisa. So the yesh sa'arim the lahavi chametz ashi baku mimenu. It only becomes chametz if the water absorbs to the point that the kernel expands, and when it expands, it cracks. V'yesh shesayvur. Dim hem nefuchim kol kach asher kroivin lehispakeya. Gam ken asur. If they've expanded enough that they're very close to bursting, even though they have not burst yet, it's also us. Minatina lechomra. The Indian, the mechel is some benayim. When it comes to eating them, we're machmer. The us are filo lo nisbaku mamish. So they themselves, whether they're nisbakei or not, doesn't make a difference. We will not eat them. Avlinyan lesser hatavshul, Shinipsiboy Hagarbinim. In regards to the dish over here now is the mixture that it mixes into the food. Shurak Isra Mashu Drabona, the case it's only Isra Mashu, which is the Rabona. So we say like this, if it's Dispakea Mamish, you have an Isra Mashu. If it's not, we're not gonna be makra on the Isra Drabona of Mashu. Naktina Lakula, then Isra Nachi Yisbaku Mamish, Zeo Beard Dasa Machar. That's Pshat the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch is not gonna tell you the case with not Dispakea that's mutter to eat. He's gonna tell you that you just take it out and you can eat the food. Okay, but if it's this pekeh mamish, so it's also a mashu. So the mishnah berurah lamed zayin, and that also is a filo b'hanor. When they answered mashu on Pesach, they answered it b'achila and b'hanor. We got called a kalim. She nisham shubam on the tavshul zeh. But oydecham any kli which was in contact with this food when it was still hot. Shayatza lettuce boy is a surah nishtamish ben bepesach. You can't use them on Pesach. El sarach otznian ad achra pesach kumashid isbar bereish simen tof mem zayin. You can't use them. We don't kasher on Pesach because kashering on Pesach will be problematic. So the process doesn't work. The process is either based on the idea of Eid ben Yom, which we're machra, Eid ben Yom is also on Pesach. Whereas we do our goal also. So the flavor goes out into the water, but then it goes back into the kli. So why is it okay? Well, because now, as opposed to going in as a tam meshubach, now it's a tam pogam already. It's in 24 hours. We wait 24 hours before we do our goal. So now it's going in as a tam pogam. That's not us. The problem is that pesach tam pogam is us. Or it's going in as a not barnat. Well, yeah, pesach not barnat is also us. You know, so or not barnat. You know, a few knots. So all that's us. So it comes out that we can't kasher on Pesach. So the only thing to do with this kli is put it away till next year.
If you don't do Haggolah at all on a regular, forgetting about Pesach, I mean, if you have a keli that's over 24 hours, so isn't the flavor that comes out of it pogum already?
Correct. So this is the Rabbana.
So
since it went in as a tam meshubach, it went in meshubach. So it remains also, even if it's
coming out pogum.
Right, until it reaches to the point where it's pogum, it's not worth for achilas kelim. Which we normally assume inside of the walls that doesn't happen.
Right.
It's not really rotting.
Right, it's just in there.
Yeah.
But when you're kashering it, so it's going out and it's coming back in pogum. So now it's going in pogum, so it's not a problem.
Correct. So that one word, that's a we can't.
I was wondering about.
We can't kasher on Pesach because
we're machmer on that.
Tom Pogam on Pesach. So he says that in that situation, so you put it away. So he said, so if the kernel is split, it's expanded to the point where it broke open already. So it's chometz. Everything the food is chometz. It's also b'chil. It's also b'hanoah. You have to kasher the kalim, which means you have to put them away till next year. Bim nisar ma'at mitavshel l'tavshelacha. What about the? So we've covered four issues. So three issues so far. Isra chila, isra hanoah, kalim. Okay. Now the fourth issue is okay. Now some of this mixture of food, which is also because there's some chometz in a mashu chometz, got mixed into other food. So Gamma Shatashal is also, because it's Mash was also. Okay, and the Shamash Rabikaf, Shahigas Rabikadeh, Zula Kadera Harris. Better said. Gamkan Esarko. So he was making this soup over here, stirred it with a spoon, found the kernel on the bottom. That spoon now has to be kosher. Now he forgets about that, next day he's doing a different pot. Let's say the same thing, he's doing a different pot, he stirs it with that same spoon. Which was Yatza Lettuce Boy of the Chometz, so that you can answer the second pot also. Okay, the Mishamash of Makavsha, Higis Boy, Bikadera, he uses a spoon which he stirred the pot with. Zu, this pot, which has the Isserin. He uses it to stir Lakera Keris, but it was another pot when it's still hot. So Gamkin Esroko, so everything is also. the kivan, the serve of mashu, I mean the gam can perla mashu. But so there's a certain amount which comes out of the spoon, not a large amount, but there's something which comes out. Well, that's called, that's a mashu. That's the serve mashu. Pesach even a mashu was also okay. It's not nisbakei. So Machaber said it's matud. Ramos says our minig is not to do that. Our minig is to be mach. It's in a kol b'mashu. Lab ches.
Hello, it's in a kol. Haidu hatavshul.
We ask for the food. We come kol kelim shish tavshul the tavshul and the kelim also. We can now odas Machaber b'nisbak. The same way by the Shulchan's case where it's nisbakei. We have all these dinim of Isser, so who are the card of Moab? When it's not Nisbakeya, we have all these dinim of Isser. The second food which it mixed into is also Asimhano. Says it be the Yesha and the Graz and the Karchai. That's a pretty heavy lineup. Okay. Sheskimu the Mokam Hepsim Ruba Yeshlis Mukhlahatak upon him. So it comes out, no, we'll be make in case of Hepsim Ruba. Okay. Lamatas of Lonis Baku. The Mo said it's always also, even if it's not in his Pakea. The Ramo again doesn't qualify his statement. Mash v'lo mechalkinon bein imhu he kroiva lebikua olo. The Ramo should say, but it's already in the fua. Say cleverly, it's okay. It's us. It's just grand. Nothing. You didn't spend at all. It's mut. He didn't say that. Tzar minig is always in mouth. Whether it was the fua or not. She says, why is that? We are not proficient in making the determination of what's called kreber lehisbakei or not. Then we just said everything's awesome. It became the Roma, the minig of the Roma. Come on, come skim, come chodim, the kaponim nisrachecha beinan. The Lord nisrachecha filan nimsa bechamin ain't less. If the kernels have not softened, means they didn't cook enough to get to the point that they're softening. So it's mamish. It's still it's pristine state, basically. So then that's. Well, but we're machmir, even if it's not bispakeya. Yeah, but there's a limit. Because over here, it's not really, it didn't absorb liquid yet. Because it had absorbed the liquid, it would have been softer. So that situation, you do not need to be machmir. I cost you, how cracker. If you're a nimsibatash, so you found one kernel, it was a hard kernel, so one kernel, and it's a hard kernel, but it's not nisrachit, so then we're mekel. Say, it's nothing happened yet, it didn't start doing anything, so we should, not necessarily, we could have argued that you should be mekel, but we're mach. Right, now you found a second one, also hard. Hasn't really softened yet. Say weiter, right? Now he finds the third one. See, he found three. So the three should argue it's killed as a chazaka. There's a problem here. It's like checking your lettuce, you know, three times. And
you find three worms.
You find three worms, you know, so you have, there's a muksik over here, there's a problem. Well, he found one kernel, instead of second kernel, the third kernel. Okay. But they were in Latin Yisrachik. So not Nisrachim, we say we're going to be Mekel. I'm sorry, not Nisrachim, we say we're Mekel, right. I said correctly the first time. Not Nisrachim, if it's not Nisrachim, it didn't soften at all, we said they're not Chometz. They don't Shachas be Chometz. There's no reason to be Mach. But now, you found three. You found three, probably you're going to find more. And even if these three were not Nisrachim, it's very possible the other ones are Nisrachim.
The ones that you don't find.
The ones you didn't find. So no, Lorminon the Mistama Yeshiras of Shema Hemer Chokhm. We don't have a chiyuv to create this possible chashash. Well, maybe you know we only found if there's three, there's probably more, and those ones maybe they're a problem. Okay, but maybe they're not. You know, they're not machiyuv machmir. So he was not machiyuv to be machmir in that situation. So the case
one,
of because all the ones he found were not nisrachech, so we have no cheskes cheshash of chametz here. We say lo nisrachech because not chametz.
In a tavshil, it's sitting on the fire, let's say, or in an oven. It's not the heat is not always equally distributed. Could be that the ones he found on the top of the pot where the fire isn't, and that's why it's still hard. But the ones on the bottom of the pot that fell in there and sitting right on the fire, those could have theoretically split or at least swelled up. The temperature's not equal throughout the pot.
Right. You're probably right. In a situation where we believe that there's a good...
Or in an oven. An oven is not always equal temperature in the whole oven. I mean,
right. The same way I think what he's saying is, Batsim, Mikra didn't, is mutter. So the whole reason why I'm being machmir, I'm checking, because they found three which were Lod Nisrachich.
Mm.
So I found three were Lod Nisrachich, so what am I worried about? I would assume Lachar, all of the I have a chazaka, so I don't have a vadi reis lefaneinu. So I'm going to go and say, okay, well, you know. So he says, let's make up a chashash. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to make up a chashash. Mm-hmm. I don't see anything in front of me. So here we have two madrigas. We have they weren't nisrachech, even softened yet. You have nisrachech and they weren't mispakeh. Then there's the case of the mispakeh. Mispakeh is what it's called. Lo nisrachech is telling me it's mutter. And in the middle, we did not differentiate. We're bringing me machim in there. Okay. So from the summer, I only have a simon tofim zion, sefal. So, but the actual kernels, that's already what the Mishnah Berurah said before. Lost my train of thought. That's what you burn. Right? That's what you burn. Okay. I would ask you where we're supposed to be holding. We don't have the calendar here.
Right. No, I don't have.
To go in the simon. Maybe it's Yud. Tari got a shemu v'shelos shenims above a pesach. At least we'll do the makar. We'll do the more for tomorrow. The shemur for tomorrow. Tari got a shemu v'shelos. There's a chicken which is cooked. Shenims above a pesach chita mevukas. And you found it in a kernel which had split open. Okay. So the chara, the chita is chometz. It's also about noah. So what do you do with the chicken? You want to sell to a goy? Well, you're getting hanoah. Mutter lemeichra leini Yehudi. You can sell to a goy. Why can you sell to a goy? The goy says, "Listen, you know, I'm willing to pay $5 for a chicken. Oh, there's a kernel of chametz in it. I'll pay $6. That's not true.
Yeah.
He's not paying any extra because of the kernel.
Right.
So it comes out you're not getting any hanoah out of the chametz.
Right.
So there's no problem selling to the goy because you're not getting any hanoah from the chametz. It doesn't. The price is not raised due to the fact that there's a chita there. Therefore, there's no benefits deriving to the Jew from the fact that there's a chita there. So it's not a problem getting handled from chametz.
Unless the Jew sells it as a stuffed chicken.
Okay. I'm sorry, what?
I was just saying, unless the Jew sells it, it's a stuffed chicken.
Okay, yeah. Because there's one chita in the bottom.
Yeah, right.
Hakoam, we didn't say, lo, noigam lisufakal. The minigur of the Ramah says, well, we would just destroy it. And he says, b'yayim shvini shal pesach, mutzal l'hashay sa'adach ar pesach. So, if you found it earlier in Pesach, you can't, should not keep it around. Like the Mishnah said, you can't keep it because you're going to come to eat it. So you have to get rid of it. So sell it to a goy. Well, you're getting hanoah, you're not getting hanoah. Fine. The eighth day, you're not going to sell it to a goy. You're not going to get rid of it. You can't eat it. But hold on until after Pesach, and then you'll eat it. Okay, so all the Mishnah Berurah is cut in Mem Aleph.